This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado businesses are feeling some uncertainty as tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada could take effect as early as today. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Colorado is a major importer and exporter of agricultural products to Mexico. Mike Peterson runs a farm and ranch in Sedgwick, Colorado, near the Nebraska border. He said even in a place that politically supports President Donald Trump, there's apprehension about the impact of tariffs.
I think everybody's just a little bit concerned of how this is going to affect ranchers, farmers, and businesses that rely on those ranchers and farmers.
Peterson predicted that already high costs on his farm would rise in a tariff war. If Mexico retaliates with tariffs on beef exports, that will hurt ranchers. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council is being sued for trying to repeal a voter-approved recreational marijuana ordinance. An Air Force veteran and a medical marijuana shop owner are behind the suit. They say ignoring the result of the election violates the Constitution. Members of the City Council argue people might have been confused when they approved recreational marijuana sales, and they want voters to weigh in again. The president of CSU Pueblo has resigned after an investigation found he had violated university policy. CSU isn't giving details on what the violation was. Armando Valdez says he disagrees with the conclusions of the investigation, but he recognizes that it caused him to lose the confidence of the Board of Governors and CSU system leadership. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News and KRCC.